Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're ditching the digital shackles and reclaiming our lives, one screen-free moment at a time. I'm your host, Noah Lane, and trust me, I get it. That little glowing rectangle can be more tempting than that last slice of pizza, right? But today, we're tackling something big. Overcoming the fear of disconnecting. Ever felt like you're chained to your phone, constantly checking for notifications, scrolling through endless feeds? You know that feeling when your heart skips a beat when you don't see those little red numbers pop up? It's not just you, it's FOMO, the fear of missing out, and it's got us all in its grip. But guess what? We can break free. This isn't about becoming digital hermits, it's about regaining control and living a more intentional, fulfilling life. So, put on your thinking caps or leave them off, who cares, because we're diving deep into this fear-busting adventure together. Here are 5 things you need to remember when facing down that screen monster. 1. Acknowledge your fear. This is the first and most crucial step. Don't try to pretend it doesn't exist or shame yourself for feeling it. It's totally normal to feel a little anxious about disconnecting in a world where everyone seems glued to their screens. Admitting your fear makes it less powerful. Think of it like facing your biggest phobia. The first step is recognizing it head-on. 2. Reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing screen time as a necessity, see it as a choice. You are the boss of your digital life. Ask yourself, what am I truly gaining from this endless scrolling? Often, it's just fleeting dopamine hits that leave us feeling empty and unsatisfied. Shifting your mindset can be a game changer. 3. Start small. Don't try to go cold turkey. That's a recipe for disaster. Instead, set realistic goals and gradually reduce your screen time. Maybe start by turning off notifications during certain hours or designating specific phone-free zones in your home. Celebrate those small victories, every little step counts. 4. Find your offline tribe. Surround yourself with people who share your desire to disconnect. Join a book club, take a dance class, volunteer, or simply spend quality time with loved ones face to face. Real connections and shared experiences are far more fulfilling than any digital interaction. 5. Embrace boredom. This one might sound strange, but boredom can actually be a powerful tool for creativity and self-discovery. When you're not constantly stimulated by your phone, your mind has the space to wander and come up with new ideas. Think of it as giving your brain a much-needed vacation. Let me tell you a story about this real-life struggle. A friend of mine, let's call her Sarah, was a total phone addict. She was constantly checking social media, playing games, and just mindlessly scrolling. It started to affect her relationships, her work, and even her sleep. She felt trapped in this digital cycle. Then, she took a leap of faith. She went on a solo camping trip with no cell service for a whole weekend. Talk about stepping outside your comfort zone. At first, it was tough. Sarah felt restless and anxious. But as the days went by, something amazing happened. She started to connect with nature. She read books, she journaled, she even learned how to build a fire. When she returned home, Sarah realized that disconnecting had been a gift. She felt more relaxed, more focused, and more present in her daily life. She still uses her phone, but now she's in control, not the other way around. So, there you have it, 5 powerful keys to overcoming your fear of disconnection and taking back control of your screen time. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about creating space for what truly matters. Real connections, meaningful experiences, and a life lived with intention. Now, here's the call to action. What will you do differently today? Will you turn off those notifications for an hour, go for a walk without your phone, or have a real conversation with someone face to face? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this digital detox revolution rolling. And remember, every step you take towards reclaiming your time is a victory. Keep shining bright, beautiful souls. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.